This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Just returned from visiting my granddaughter for Thanksgiving. She's living in Yonkers, New York, which hugs the northern edge of the New York City metropolis. She's attending Sarah Lawrence College in their genetic counseling graduate program. Sarah Lawrence has the oldest and largest grad program on genetic counseling in the country. When my wife and I entered the Minneapolis airport, we walked into a different world than what we live in here in rural Iowa. It was mask on everywhere. In New York City, you cannot get an Uber, check into a hotel, eat in a restaurant, or attend a Broadway play without showing your ID along with your COVID vaccination card and wearing a mask. They were very serious about it. Even the naked cowboy at Times Square was wearing a mask. New York City is thriving, hustling and bustling. Business looked good, unimpeded by the COVID protocols. My impression was that this left them prepared for the new COVID variant, Omicron, at least to the first degree. I should also note that the COVID bureaucracy was accepted by the public there. I did not see anyone complaining or angry. They cooperated with the health protocols. Everyone has had a vaccine record for required immunizations as children to be able to go to kindergarten. So adding a new vaccine to it should not be that controversial. However, some will take ivermectin while rejecting FDA fully approved COVID vaccination. In the recent year, we have had clients pass from COVID, friends in Denver having to move to a lower altitude after contracting COVID, employees ill with breakthrough COVID, unvaccinated friends die from COVID, a contractor and his son unable to work because of COVID illness, and my wife and I contracting a Delta breakthrough on our trip east for the battlefield tour last fall. Like others, we have no idea where we contracted it. The point being that this pandemic has touched all of us directly or indirectly in bad ways. We followed the advice of health officials, and I was thankful at Thanksgiving for the advanced medical prowess in this country. Earlier in the pandemic, many thought that we would reach herd immunity from a combination of those vaccinated, many asymptomatic cases, most unreported, and those who had developed a natural immunity from having had COVID. I too thought that was logical. If it was going to work that way, I think we would have been there by now. Yet we still have hospitals in many states and locales with resources stretched to the limit with COVID cases. Rural areas where little, if any, COVID safety protocols are practiced, mask off, the number of those contracting COVID, even in the group vaccinated, surged. Post-vaccine, many, including yours truly, felt freer to engage in public and even travel, being protected by the vaccine. The vaccine only protects from severe illness, hospitalization, and death. That is not a bad result considering the alternative, and the data has supported it. As of November 23rd, a total of 195,973,992 Americans had been fully vaccinated, or 59% of the country's population, according to the CDC. In Iowa, 72% have reportedly gotten at least one shot, yet 10.8% of the tests are still positive. I asked my sister-in-law, a nurse practitioner who owns a health clinic, if the pandemic had slowed, and she said no. There's still a pool of 28% with no vaccine immunity, plus the breakthrough cases. That herd immunity we expect is still elusive, and with the Omicron variant, may continue to be. Nevertheless, the right things are being done if people would just do them. The Omicron variant was discovered in South Africa. Only 3% of the African population is vaccinated, 24% vaccinated in South Africa. The discovery occurred quickly, as these things go, but was not contained. It was unrealistic that it could be. As it quickly became the dominant strain or incubated, we can assume that it is highly contagious. Initial anecdotal reports are that the symptoms were mild, but hospitalization surged, so that is not all telling yet. Much needs to be learned. Most important is the efficacy of current vaccines to this strain of COVID. This underscores again the need to get much more of the world population vaccinated, so this virus has fewer hosts to replicate in, and therefore fewer mutations that can change the lethality of it. My granddaughter invited a classmate in her program from India to Thanksgiving dinner from Mumbai. India has vaccinated just a third of its population, so they are like a fertilized petri dish for COVID replications and mutations. She said that the population concentration in Mumbai was 70,000 people per square mile. That compares to 27,000 in New York City. They Googled the population density of Iowa, and the answer got was 54.5 people per square mile. If you think that is sparse, there are only 11.3 people per square mile in South Dakota. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.